From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the special counsel again fails to bring in ousted ex-president Yoon Suk-yeol due to the risk of injuring the defiant detainee. Investigators are seeking a pretrial detention warrant for former First Lady Kim Kon-hee. U.S. President Donald Trump's reciprocal tariff goes into effect. He now says he will charge some 100% tariffs on semiconductors. And the government agrees to allow trainee doctors who walked off the job in protest of medical reform plans to return to the hospitals where they originally worked. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. A special counsel team has suspended its attempt to arrest jailed former President Yoon Suk-yeol for questioning due to concerns about the potential for injury caused by his strong resistance. Special counsel Min Chung-gi's team announced the decision in a press notice about 2 hours after arriving at the Seoul Detention Center in Gyeonggi Province. The team said it attempted to execute the arrest warrant along with the detention center's officers starting around 8:25 a.m. and used physical force. But due to Yoon's strong resistance and fears that someone could be injured, the operation was halted around 9:40 a.m. Yoon's attorneys, however, told reporters later that the team had tried to remove him by holding on to his limbs and then trying to lift the chair with Yoon sitting on it, failing both times due to Yoon's resistance, and at one point causing Yoon to fall to the ground. His lawyers said they plan to press criminal charges against the team. A special counsel team investigating former First Lady Kim Kon-hee is seeking a pretrial detention warrant for her, accusing her of violating the Capital Markets Act and taking part in bribery as an intermediary. The team, led by Special Prosecutor Min Chung-gi, said it filed for the warrant around 1:20 p.m. Thursday. The filing comes a day after the special team questioned Kim about allegations of stock manipulation at Deutsche Motors, intervention in the People Power Party's election nominations, and graft involving the Unification Church. Investigators reportedly also grilled the former First Lady regarding high-end jewelry she wore when accompanying former President Yoon Suk-yeol on an overseas trip in June 2022, which was missing from a report on her assets that she was required by law to submit. Kim has reportedly denied most of the allegations. U.S. President Donald Trump's sweeping new reciprocal tariffs on dozens of trading partners around the world officially took effect just after 1 p.m. Thursday, Korea Standard Time. As a result, higher tariffs ranging from a minimum of 10% to a maximum of 41% were applied to 68 countries and the European Union. Duties on South Korea, which sends a large share of its products to the U.S., rose to 15% and will inevitably have a negative impact on the Asian economy's export competitiveness and corporate profitability in the American market. With his reciprocal tariffs in effect, U.S. President Donald Trump says his government will impose an item-specific tariff of about 100% on chips and semiconductors. As Trump calls for commitments to manufacture chips in his country in return for tariff exemptions, South Korean chipmakers are already working on relocating some of their production to the U.S. The American president warns that there will be consequences if they fail to deliver. Rosine Park has more.
We're going to be putting a very large tariff on chips and semiconductors.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he's charging a 100% tariff on semiconductors imported to his country.
We'll be putting a tariff on of approximately 100% on chips and semiconductors. But if you're building in the United States of America, there's no charge, even though you're building and you're not producing yet in terms
Trump
of
floated the plan in the Oval Office on Wednesday as he stood next to Apple CEO Tim Cook, who announced another $100 billion investment in the U.S.
If for some reason you say you're building and you don't build, then we go back and we add it up, it accumulates, and we charge you at a later date. You have to pay And that's a guarantee. So
with the American president seeking foreign investment and the revival of U.S. manufacturing, Samsung Electronics has invested $37 billion in a new chip fabrication plant in Texas. SK Hynix has announced plans to spend some $4 billion for an advanced chip packaging plant and research and development facility in Indiana. Appearing on a local radio program Thursday, Seoul's Trade Minister Yohan Gu said the two South Korean chip makers will not be subject to the 100% rate under the latest trade deal with the U.S. Semiconductors are second only to automobiles among the country's top export items to the United States. Last year, South Korea shipped about $10.6 billion worth of semiconductor products to the U.S. Amid concerns that tariffs on chips will raise production costs for electronics, cars, and home appliances, Trump told CNBC that he plans to announce sector-specific tariffs within the next week or so. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The government has agreed to allow trainee doctors who previously walked off the job in protest of medical reform plans to return to the hospitals where they originally worked, even if it results in excess training capacity. The decision was made during a third round of talks on Thursday between officials from the Ministry of Health and Welfare and representatives of major medical groups. In early 2024, more than 10,000 trainee doctors walked off the job en masse in protest of the Yoon Suk-yeol administration's plan to significantly increase medical school admissions, citing concerns over training quality and strained hospital resources. Hospitals will have the discretion to rehire former trainee doctors in the same department and training year, with any overcapacity formally approved by the health minister. For those awaiting military service, enlistment will be postponed until training is complete, while the issue of reinstating trainee doctors who are already serving in the military is set to be reviewed later. Police are set to launch a full investigation into Representative Lee Chun-suk over allegations that he engaged in insider trading. The Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency announced on Thursday that An Young-sik, the head of its Financial Crimes Investigation Unit, has formed a dedicated investigation team with 25 members to look into the case. Lee, a four-term lawmaker, quit the Democratic Party on Tuesday amid mounting suspicions that he traded stocks in the name of his aide, surnamed Cha, during Monday's plenary session at the National Assembly. The lawmaker was caught trading shares of Naver and LG CNS, which were among five companies selected to receive government support under the National AI Project announced Tuesday by the Ministry of Science and ICT. South Korea and the United States will conduct a major joint exercise this month to strengthen their combined readiness posture. In a joint press briefing on Thursday at the Defense Ministry in Seoul, the allies announced that the Ulji Freedom Shield exercise will be held from August 18th to 28th. During the annual exercise, the allies will carry out a simulation-based command post exercise, as well as field training exercises. The allies said this year's exercise will serve as an opportunity to enhance their combined response capabilities and readiness by incorporating lessons learned from recent conflicts and realistic threats into the training scenarios. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 29.54 points, or 0.92% Thursday, to close at 3,227.68. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 2.32 points, or 0.29%, to close at 805.81. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.